It's January 30th, 2020, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine, along with John Biggs, here for your daily update. The show is a news rundown to help you save time while staying informed and shouldn't be confused with investment advice. And now, the news.
Bitcoin on the brink as the price hits $9,200 in online trading. While longer duration charts are eyeing a move to $10,000, the price could go either way as prices reach their highest in weeks. Not all is rosy, however. A channel breakdown could shift risk in favor of a deeper pullback to the 200-day average at $8,900. Bitcoin was bouncing against $9,400, returning to $9,100 each time. The price changes could be a reaction to the falling Dow and Asian coronavirus scares. Bitcoin is currently trading at $9,348, and Ether is at $175, according to the CoinDesk Index.
Presidential candidate Andrew Yang took to Bloomberg yesterday to talk about economic and health issues facing Americans in the next decade. One of his goals? To fix crypto regulation and bring the technology to the fore.
Well, what I would say is that we need to have a uniform set of rules and regulations around cryptocurrency use nationwide, because right now we're stuck with this hodgepodge of state-by-state treatments, and it's bad for everybody. It's bad for innovators who want to invest in this space. So that would be my priority, is just clear and transparent rules so that everyone knows where they can head in the future and that we can maintain competitiveness. Because to me, the underlying technology of cryptocurrencies is very, very high potential, and we should be investing in it.
That was Andrew Yang talking to Bloomberg's Joe Weisenthal. When asked whether or not he would prevent crypto investment, Yang said the cat's already out of the bag.
To do so and make use of their investments. No, I don't think that you could impede it with regulation if you tried.
In other news, a group of app developers are angry at Google for shutting down their Bitcoin-based game. The makers of Bitcoin Blast, a match 3 puzzle game that rewards users with Bitcoin redeemable loyalty points, said that Google shut down the app after the company, Bling, amassed 800,000 users, placing it at the top for Bitcoin reward searches. Quote, "We worked hard to try to get where we were," said Bling's CEO, Amy Wan. Google claimed the company was using deceptive practices when they added the marketing taglines like "earn free Bitcoin" and "cash out free Bitcoin." Google would not respond with comment. Quote, "If we don't know what Google thinks is deceptive about the game, how can we possibly stop being deceptive?" said Wan. The move comes on the heels of a Google crackdown on cryptocurrency-based apps. Late last year, Google-owned YouTube deleted hundreds of crypto-related videos, and the Chrome browser also suspended the MetaMask wallet on suspicion that it enabled crypto mining. Both platforms have recently reinstated the apps and content.
In New York, trading volumes in Bitcoin options listed on the Intercontinental Exchange's backed platform have completely dried up, even while other options products are seeing strong interest. Per Bakkt's data, not a single Bitcoin option contract was traded last week on Bakkt, with activity last registered on January 17th, when 20 lots had changed hands. This is happening while the price of Bitcoin has rallied to three-month highs, raising the cryptocurrency's volatility. An options contract gives the right, but not the obligation, to buy or sell the specified amount of the underlying on or before the expiration date. New York-based Bakkt launched the first regulated Bitcoin option contract last year. The physically delivered product, which went live on September 24th, was well received by the markets. Trading volume quadrupled to 4.8 million in 1 month after launch, as noted by Bakkt Volume Bot, a Twitter account that tracks the exchange's trades. The solid growth likely motivated Bakkt to offer options contracts on Bitcoin. So far, however, the uptake for its options product has been weak. Bakkt traded a little more than $1 million worth of options in the first 4 weeks since the launch on December 9th. The highest contract, worth $500,000, was initiated during that second week.
Over at Tesla, the carmaker's stock price rose up to $650 per share on news that the compact crossover, the Model Y, has entered production. The Model Y will begin shipping in the first quarter of 2020. The Y, which is styled more like an SUV, is the latest addition to the company's all-electric offerings. Tesla also recently announced the Cybertruck, a futuristic pickup designed for hauling lumber, and, judging by its design, escaping from cyborg zombie hordes. That is the news.
Join us again on Friday for another episode of Markets Daily Crypto Roundup. To make sure you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to Markets Daily on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and just about any other place you'd like to listen. If you have any thoughts, comments, questions, complaints, send us an email at podcast@coindesk.com. And just a reminder that CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Thanks for listening.